Blog Talk Radio.
I believe. Could do about anything to how I remember this time when they told me that they wanted a aquarium in the living room, but and they want to know if I could build. I said, well, if you could show it to me, give me an idea. And I learned something in doing that, that if somebody can see it, if you get the vision, then you believe it, then you act on it. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, all the believers, and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. We have the exciting week live ahead for us in many ways, and especially with this Word. So we're going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll go ahead on and get us started for the week and with a word of prayer. And then we'll get into this week's message.
Good afternoon, everyone. And Pastor, thank you for that selection. Amen. You said, I believe. And then the song said, you said, it is done. So that's what we got to put our faith in, the Word of God. So the scripture I like to share comes from St. John, the 14th chapter, and verse 11. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very word. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for another day, thanking you for the listeners and those that participate and those that are listening by internet. Father God, we just ask that you open up our hearts and minds to this word, Father God, that we are able to receive it in the lining of our hearts. We ask that you be with all those that are sick and shut in, Father God. You said in your word, by your stripes we are healed. And be with those that are bereaved and going through. You said you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So, Father God, help us to stand on your word, stand on your promises, Father God. And then, Lord, let us share the word with others. We're thanking you for the testimonies that have went out, the healing that have went out, the deliverance that's going out, Father God. And we just want to give you praise for your word today. We ask that you continue to bless our pastor, continue to lead and guide and direct him. May he be led by the Holy Spirit as he teaches this mighty word. And Lord, we just thanking you for all things. And in Christ Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Bill. There's a question asked about Halloween. And I thought, you know what, I better go ahead on and kind of tap on this before the week's out. Not only Halloween, but any questions you may have, please listen. Go to the Word of God. Let that be your declaration. Let that be what you live by. Let that be how you answer these questions. Because the question that was proposed to me, if it's was Christian, I'm going to try to put it where was Christian supposed to practice or participate in Halloween or what? And I thought I'd just kind of throw it out there. Do you think Christians should supposed to participate in Halloween? And if you do, then why? And if not, why? I know there's a lot of reasons. People say they should participate in Halloween. It's being debated all over. Some believe it should be, it's harmless. It's fun. Don't want to feel like, you know, like they left out because the other family members are practicing and participate in the festivities. And others recognize that it's a spiritual implication of being behind the day of truth. There's a lot of danger in that when you pull out the truth because these are spirits. And a lot of people have a lot of comments on it online. But there is a danger in that. So you want to provide the right answers. And I just thought, you know, it'd be something to kind of chat about today and try to go ahead on and get some things cleared up. Because a lot of times people ask me stuff, but since I'm going to be totally honest, I go to the scripture and try to get scriptures, not to justify me or someone else, but I be looking for truth. That's what I be looking for. So. And if you know, you know. If you don't, you don't. If you want to have a shot at it, you can. If not, it's okay. But I just thought I would, you know, open it up for a discussion. So if any of you all like to, you know, chime in a little bit, chat about it, well, I'm going to leave it open before I have any comments. And believe me, my comments, they won't be good or bad. It'll be whatever the words say, and I'll leave it there. Okay, the studio open. Maybe my questions is not clear. Let me see if my question is clear. Pastor, how you receive my question, my statement? What was I saying?
Yes, it's clear, Pastor. You're trying to, what you said was that Halloween, you would search the scriptures and you want to know if, you know, what we feel about it. What, you know, do we feel like is something that we should do as Christians or we shouldn't do as Christians? And for that, I don't know. I know a long, long time ago, it used to be a Christian holiday, but then I tell you, it has turned, and so for me, I don't celebrate Halloween, but that's just me. And I don't celebrate it because I don't see where it's in the Word of God, you know, that that's something we should celebrate. And we don't want to open up to the wrong spirits, you know, because we're talking about, you know, being spiritual and that we are spiritual. So we have to be careful. Just like you said about guarding your heart, we have to guard that. And so you don't want the wrong thing to, you don't want the wrong thing to enter in. So, you know, that's where I'm at with that.
Okay. How about you, Evangelist Sharon? What'd you get out of what I said?
Well, good afternoon. I have to be interested on to our listeners. Well, as a Christian, I mean, who I am today and the knowledge that I have, I probably would not celebrate Halloween. But as a child growing up, I wasn't introduced or didn't know and understand about spirits. But now that I do,
right,
I would want to take a chance, you know, of allowing the spirit to enter, you know, when I'm trying to go in a positive direction with my spirit. So I think people, you know, have to decide, you know, what it is they believe and what it is they want to celebrate. And I just want to celebrate the Word of God. Amen.
That's profound, too. Because, you know, a lot of people, they have questions like about, well, you know, the Bible says you can't judge nobody and you can't be judging what you eat, what you drink, in holidays and da-da-da-da-da. And so that I put that along with that question. You know, I can name you some things, brothers and sisters, that I think would kind of clear up some things. But I just thought I'd maybe do a little survey. I don't know, Evangelist Renee, she on here? Okay. Well, you all are my two top ones anyway, so. I just thank God for you two being able to comment. I don't know, Brother Robertson, or anybody else on here would like to comment, just press 1. If not, I'm going to go ahead on with my thought. And my thought would be, ask yourself a couple questions. Because I'm talking about the integrity of the Word. See, I seek for truth. I don't seek for answers like a lot of people do. I seek for truth. And if you're seeking to live a godly lifestyle and honor the Lord, you should ask yourself questions. And you should make sure the first question you ask, I mean, I'm not, because some people, they got checklists. I'm not trying to do no checklist or anything like that. But ask yourself questions. Should I or should I not? That's about anything pertaining to life. So here's 4 questions. The first question I ask, is it biblical? And then I go to the scripture, and I search the scripture. So the first scripture, I took too long. You want to know if it's right or wrong. The first scripture I look at was Acts 5:29. And we'll read some of these scriptures that I gotten up for some of this stuff anyway. Evangelist Sharon, will you read Acts 5:29? Let me see.
Yes, Pat. I'm trying to get it from my computer here. Acts 5:29. And the King James reads as follows.
Okay. Praise God.
It reads as follows in the King James. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. Peter and the apostles answered, it's necessary to obey God rather than man. Amen.
So the only way you're going to obey God is to get in his word. Is that right?
Right. Amen.
All right. John 14. I'm just trying to, I just want to put stuff out here, and I know I probably got a couple of people here. I want you to challenge me. I just want you to challenge the word of God. In John 14, 21, how read that?
Okay. John 14, 21.
Yes, ma'am.
Reads as follows from the King James. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. From the Message Bible, the person who knows my commandments and keep them, that's who loves me. And the person who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and make myself plain to him. Amen.
See, and there's a lot of different opinions in the Christian world, but through wisdom we seek counsel of wise believers and other ministers, because that's what Proverbs says. We'll go there. Proverbs 20 and 18.
Proverbs 20. In King James, it reads as follows. Every purpose is established by counsel, and with good advice, make war. Amen.
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 From yours. Purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, form your purpose by asking for counsel, then carry it out using all the help you can get. Amen.
See, that's, yeah. See, your final decision should be based on what the Word of God says, not one person of interpretation, and not even a bunch of people. You'd be surprised. But get the ideas, get all the knowledge you can get, and then go before God with it. You know, I like in Colossians 2:16, I'll let y'all go there. Because, see, many times people will conclude that something is wrong based on their own personal struggles in that area of their life or that area of being convicted, you know. But many people not, you know, and then sometimes it leaves people confused. A lot of people don't confess what they really dealing with. They don't. They it's in their mind, but it's not in their heart. They thinking it, but they haven't, it hadn't come out of their spirit yet. So that, but when you're in the Word of God and you have an open heart or an open spirit, you will find yourself being mined by the Holy Spirit, being led by the Holy Spirit, okay? So if others seek to condemn you, you got to have the Word of God before them as well, you know? So when I read Colossians, did I read Colossians 2:16 yet?
No.
Not yet.
In the King James, it reads as follows.
Okay, did you would you read Colossians 2:16?
Yes, Pastor. It
Thank
reads
you.
As follows. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of any holiday or of the new moon or of the Sabbath day. Amen.
Amen. Praise from the Message Bible. Mm-hmm. So don't put up with anyone pressuring you in details of diet, worship, services, or holy days. All those things are mere shadows cast before what was to come. The substance is Christ. Amen.
And let me please get you to understand, they're talking about biblical holidays, not man-made holidays. That's why it's so important that we go to the Word, okay? That's why I wanted to bring that out, okay? And in Galatians 6:1,
Galatians, I'm sorry, I didn't hear the chapter.
Sixth chapter and first verse.
Praise God. Thank you, Pastor.
You are.
In the King James, Jesus follows Galatians 6:1. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, live creatively, friends. If someone falls into sin, forgivingly restore him, saving your critical comments for yourself. You might be needing forgiveness before the day is out. Amen.
And why is that so important? Because you don't want to get in that place of judging people because of, but try to restore them.
Yeah. Amen.
And you do that with the Word of God, because the Word of God, and that's probably what I'm talking about tomorrow, is the Word of God, because it's in the integrity in the Word of God. See, the Word of God will speak for itself. And man, the more I look at that, the more I see. So I tell people, hey, let the Word of God speak for itself. You just get in there, and then God will give you the scriptures, and it'll start popping to you. But anyway, because I asked another question, does it honor God? Does it honor God? I think that's fair. Does it honor God?
Yeah.
Whatever you're doing, worshiping holidays, because the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. I think that's in Psalms 100. Let's look at that. I may have to go back to what I used to do. I would say things, but then I made sure I said the scripture. And here, I think I kind of got away from that, but I want to get back to doing that because it is so important. In Psalms 1:11-10. So that's Psalms 111. And verses 10.
Okay. Waiting for my computer here.
Okay.
Psalms 1:11-10. Oh, goodness. And it reads as follows, praise God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do this commandments. His praise endureth forever. Amen.
Amen, amen. The good life begins in the fear of God. Do that, and you'll know the blessing of God. His hallelujah lasts forever. Amen.
Amen. And, you know, I could go on and on with just does it honor God, but there's two other things I want to get on right quick. But let me say this. When I read this 111th Psalm and the 10th verse, that means if you are thinking about pleasing God, you're thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to please God. That you'll be concerned about what he says about that matter. When you don't, you're not operating in wisdom. Jesus has became our wisdom. Remember that description? He become our wisdom. Another thing that I want to say, because I made mention of, does it open the door to the devil? Does it open the door to the devil? So I looked up 1 Peter 5:8.
5:8 in King James reads as follows. My computer system as well. Okay. I apologize. My computer's moving slow here. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Amen.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, keep a cool head. Stay alert. The devil is posed to pounce and would like nothing better than to catch you napping. Keep your guard up. Amen.
Amen, amen.
I can't tell you all how important that is to always remember for every situation. You know, a lot of time we just, you got to keep your mind clear. Don't allow family, don't allow friends, don't allow wife, husband, children. Don't allow these things to determine your answer to your situation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, my children, they're my children, and they want to celebrate Halloween. Man, I understand they're your children, but you have a responsibility of teaching them. And this is in everything pertaining to life, brothers and sisters. You got to remember, you got to keep your mind clear. Keep your mind alert. Be alert at all times. That's why the Bible says, watch as well as pray. Because the devil is looking for an opportunity to just really plow you over, looking for opportunity to take your mind, to take everything you got, because he come to steal and to kill. That's what he come around for. And he ain't going to do nothing. He just makes a lot of noise. The Bible says he's as a roaring lion as he looks for someone to devour. He want to rip somebody apart.
Mm-hmm.
He looking for you. That's what I get from that scripture. You got to know the devil is looking for you. And he don't care what your name is. He don't care what your titles are. He don't care about any of that stuff. He looking for someone and actually, it doesn't matter who he's looking for. As long as it is a body that's on planet Earth, that's all he wants. That's all he's looking for is a body that's operating on planet Earth. So, no reason he says they that keep their mind on the Lord, he'll keep you in perfect peace. You got to keep your mind on the Lord if you want to be in perfect peace. The way you can do that is go to the scripture. Go to the scripture for everything. Because see, Satan wants you to feel condemned. God don't condemn you.
Amen.
He don't forgive. He don't condemn you. So what do you think what Paul said, but in everything, he's talking biblical, over there in 1 Corinthians, we'll go there. We're going to run just a little bit over. I'm going to finish this statement, because tomorrow I'm talking about the integrity of the word. So as you understand your heart, you understand it has to match the word of God. But anyway, in 1 Corinthians 10 and 23, can you read that for me, please? 1 Corinthians 10 and 23.
Yes, Pastor. It reads as follows in the King James.
Yes.
All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. Amen.
Amen. Looking at it one way, you could say anything goes. Because of God's immense generosity and grace, we don't have to dissect and scrutinize every action to see if it will pass muster. Amen.
So Paul said everything is permitted. Not everything is beneficial to you. So some things can, give the devil room in your life. You'd be surprised, a lot of doors we open. We open those doors. You can't blame it on the devil. He uses that to get you in an argument. If that's what it do, cut the phone off. Let the debate stop right there.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to somebody yesterday, and they were telling me that they'd been talking, and when it got kind of crazy, boom, they hung up. That's what you do. Just hang up. But when you hang up, you shutting the devil out. I don't know if that makes sense to you all. But
yeah,
let them have a conversation by themselves. It's okay. Bible says you can speak to yourself. But they need to have a conversation by themselves and get it together.
Yeah. All right.
That may be your way of witnessing to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen.
Don't always feel like you got to engage. Don't always feel like everything is beneficial. See, yes, it's permitted, but it doesn't mean it's beneficial to you.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's just like you can give, but you give to the wrong place. You're sowing seed in the wrong garden. All you're going to get, it's wrong stuff. And I'm just letting you say this. If you don't sow seed on good soil, don't expect good crop, okay? That's just the way I'm looking at it. And when I say good, sometimes you get a piece of property, you got to cultivate it, and you got to do this, and you got to do that. You're getting it ready for a good seed. But if you don't get that ready and you just lay the seed out there, the sun going to scotch it away. This Bible, I'm telling you guys. That's Mark 5. See? So you got to make the decision that everything is not expedient. Everything is not in your best interest because you're giving a seed. Are you doing what the Bible say to do? Are you doing it the way? Well, I don't know if go and study. See what it says. And then you can determine.
Mm-hmm.
Let the Lord lead you. Let the Lord lead you and turn it into the Holy Spirit, which will allow you to make a quality decision.
Amen.
Yeah, the Lord, when you say, okay, I heard somebody said to me some years ago, and then the Lord led me to go through some things too, so I'm not talking about what I heard somebody else say. I asked the Lord to take this cigarette taste out of my mouth. I said, if you remove the cigarette taste, I won't put it back. And to this day, I praise God for that. Sometimes God moves people out of your life. And
yes. If
God moved them, then you move them. You can't ask God to move them, and then you turn around and you keep them.
That's right.
Yeah. God will move a situation out of your life. And God will say, okay, you asked me for it, and I did it. Now what? Then you want to keep it because, oh, you want to be merciful. You know you got to love. You know you got. See, you got to understand, brother and sister, even though it's permitted, but it's not beneficial to you. It's not in your best interest.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It's just like doubt. I tell the Lord, move this doubt. He moved it, then I turn around and want to put doubt back there. Well, you know, it's still there. No, doubt, no. That's not part of me anymore. Doubt is not part of me. I'm a believer.
Say that.
Yes. Amen.
Sometimes you done ask God to do things, and when he done did his part, that's his part. He don't have anything else to do with it. Now you're going to have to deal with some stuff on your own.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Because you put it out there. You mess with it now. I never did get to all those answers, but I'm going to say this. In Hebrews 12:1-3, we're going to go there for a quick minute. In Hebrews 12:1-3, and we'll be done here.
Hebrews 12, 1-3. And the King James reads as follows. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God, at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction and sinners against himself, lest be weary and faint in your mind. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. From the Message Bible, do you see what this means? All these pioneers who blazed the way, all these veterans cheering us on, it means we better get on with it. Sit down, start running on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed. The exhilarating finish in and with God. He could put up with anything along the way, cross, shame, whatever. And now he's there in the place of honor, right alongside God. When you find yourself flagging in your faith, go over that story again, item by item, that long litany of hostility he plowed through. That will shoot adrenaline into your souls. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I was just going to have y'all to read that, but the conclusion, when you done gave it to the Lord, you know, stay on the grind. Don't give up. Because I know people say, well, you know what? I'm going to give up on relationship. I'm going to give up on this. No, brothers and sisters, you don't give up. You done use your faith to get where you're at today. You done use your faith to overcome some things that you've overcome. That same God that brought you through the hard times, that same God that allowed you to go on the mountain, that same God allowed you to go in the valley, and you finna give up on him because of a particular situation. No, keep looking for that job. God got that right job for you.
Amen.
That right career.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, God doesn't, he knows that child is going to line up pretty soon, sooner or later, or that husband or that wife. You didn't ask God for, don't get off of that. Stay true to that. Continue to get God's word and encourage people. That's what you do. Your struggle is not with that person. Man, I got to get people to understand. You're not dealing with people. You're spiritual, having human experience. So your struggle is with Satan and how he's using and manipulating people all to kill you. That's what it's about. So sometimes you got to encourage your own self. I know I do. I got to encourage my own self. Well, you know what? It's going to get better. And then the Spirit tell me, well, let that go because I got this. See, some things we done gave to God, then let it go. And then tell that situation, tell that person, hey, I done put this in God's hand now. So when it's time, he'll tell me what to do. I'm going to wait on him. I'm going to wait on him. I'm not going to get ahead of God. See, a lot of times we get ahead of God. Well, I mean, even with the decision we're talking about, you get ahead of God, well, no, people don't faint. Don't, you know, look at it like this. It didn't kill you before when you were going through something. You may not want to say amen, but you know it didn't kill you before. God looked up to you. He saw you through it. Yeah. And he's going to see you through this. But you cannot allow the enemy to continue to take over your mindset, to take over where you're at, especially in the Lord.
Amen.
Stop struggling with give it away. See, Satan knows how to get on our hearts. That's what I was trying to tell y'all the other day, how to protect your heart. And one way you protect your heart is by the word of God, which we'll get into tomorrow. But I just want to put that out there because I know a lot of times, especially this week, as it leads up to Halloween, there's going to be a lot of people are going to be maybe challenging you or asking you certain questions. Refer them to the Bible. Refer them to the Bible. And that, with me, that's not important to me. I could far less care about a stinking Halloween. Don't mean jack to me. When I was young, my kids, I was trying to bless my kids. If I knew what I know now, then, well, I know I wouldn't have did it. And then I started having Hallelujah night. And then God said, oh, you're only doing that because you want to counter the devil. So, I don't want you doing that stuff, period. Yeah, I started doing Hallelujah night because I know the kids are going to go out there anyway, and they were going to get treats and stuff. Then, so rather than just kill the thing, I gave it life. Instead of having Halloween, I had a Hallelujah. They still wore costumes. And none of that stuff was impressing God. What I should have been doing with the knowledge I have now that I didn't have then, what I should have been doing is teaching them about the spiritual thing. Hey, you're a spirit, you know. You don't even need to be bothered with that. Forget it's a holiday because that's what man serves. Forget that's man stuff. You even have to put your mind, get your focus off that. Well, you know, bless God. The Holy Spirit have guided me. Thus far, there have been some trial and errors in my life. So the other day when we read this scripture about draw nigh to God with a pure heart, and only with the word of God. But anyway, hey, I thank you all so much for hanging in here. And those that listen by internet, I thank you all for your patience. And, hey, y'all, we'll get into the